And what about the political process? Just think of the functions of government to represent the interests of the people that are not performed because the government is an indentured servant to big business. Why don't we have universal health insurance? Every other Western nation has. Because the drug industry lobby and the HMO lobby and the health insurance company lobby and the hospital chains and the doctors lobby for years said no. So we now have a million more people a year without health insurance, heading toward 50 million people, including millions of children, in the richest country in the world. While north of the border, years ago, the Canadians said, universal health care from cradle through nursing home, you don't have to see a bill, we're going to do it on 10% of the economy, we're going to spend 11 cents per dollar on administrative costs, we're going to give you the freedom to choose your own doctor and hospital, and we're going to relieve the anxiety of losing a lifetime of savings to an illness. And down south of the border, we're spending 15% of our economy, not even covering everybody, with almost 50 million uncovered, millions grossly undercovered, others who have health insurance worrying about pre-existing conditions, co-payments, exclusions, deductions, and other fine print that take away your right to bring these HMOs to justice after they deny you health care, and 24 cents out of every dollar is spent on administration so complex of the billing systems, not to mention $100 billion in billing fraud every year, according to the General Accounting Office, and they're telling us that the Canadian system is no good. And more, we can't choose our own doctor and hospital, so we're losing our choice. You know, we have to bring more Canadians down here. We have to send more people up there to alert them to how our healthcare companies are trying to undermine their system in cahoots with their compadres up there in Canada. But you ought to tell some of the doubting Thomases who have been reading too much of the Reader's Digest and the Wall Street Journal editorial page, that these people up in Canada stumbled on something years ago. It's called a universal human right, health care, and preventive health as well. If they can do it 30 years ago, we can do it now. They even look like us.